everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Now, everyone wants to have an attractive hairstyle, right? Everyone wants their hair to look really nice. And there are definitely certain hairstyles that look better on different people. So, today we are going to find out what are some good hairstyles and what hairstyles look good on different people. So today's lesson is called Hairstyles. A very good lesson. Hairstyles. And we're going to discuss styles for women and styles for men. Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson called Hairstyles, and let's begin.
Hairstyles. Styles for women. Once you're done at the salon, you still need to decide how to fix your hair on a daily basis. Putting your hair up in a ponytail is simple and doesn't take much time. Ponytails also look nice with all hair types, straight, curly, or wavy. Braids are a beautiful style for long hair. They can be tight or loose. They can wrap around the head or hang down the side or back. Braids can even be done with short hair by keeping the braid close to the head.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 wavy 这个形容词。Wavy 是指呈波浪状的或者是卷曲的。例如 Diana has beautiful wavy blonde hair. Diana 有一头美丽金黄色波浪般的卷发。前面提到的 curly 也是指卷的，但是它是比较小卷的。例如 Samantha's curly hair always gets tangled when she washes it. Samantha 每次洗她的卷发头发都会打结。Wavy 也可以指多浪的。例如 It's hard to sail on such a wavy sea, so we decided to return to our port. 在风浪这么大的海面上航行太难了，所以我们决定要回到港口。继续我们看的是 braid 这个名词。Braid 是指辫子。例如 Amanda always wears her hair in two braids. Amanda 总是绑着两条辫子。或者是 Ellen pulled her long curly hair back and wore it in a long braid. Ellen 把长长的卷发往后梳，然后编成一条长辫子。Braid 也可以当动词，例如 When Mia was little, her mom loved to braid her hair. Mia 小的时候，她妈妈很喜欢帮她绑辫子。
Well, today we get to talk about styles for women. That is, hairstyles for women.This is a very important part of our lesson.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But I'm excited because later we'll talk about styles for guys.
Yeah, styles for men. Well, let's get right into our lesson. Once you're done at the salon, you still need to decide how to fix your hair on a daily basis. Now, let's go back to the beginning of this sentence. And you already see the word right here, once.What does this mean? Well, it just means that after you have finished something, then you can complete your thought.
So, for another example of how to use this word in the sense that it's in our lesson today, we could say, once you're finished doing the dishes, then you can go out to a movie with your friends. It's so interesting, right, Rebecca? That word once, it could mean so many things.Here in our lesson, it means when, or just like Rebecca said, after you finish this thought, then you continue with the next part of the sentence.
Exactly. So since we've finished talking about once, let's go to the end of the sentence where you see the words on a daily basis. We want to talk about this phrase on a particular basis. This just says a particular way or method of doing something.
That's right. So you could do something on a daily basis. That means you do it every day. Mm-hmm. You could do something on a weekly basis. That means you do it every week. I don't exercise on a regular basis. That means that every once in a while I exercise, but it's not really at regular or scheduled times. Hey, Rebecca, I know that you send prayer letters out to people. Do you do that on a monthly basis?
I do. You got it right, Gabe. I send out a prayer letter on a monthly basis, and it's a great way to encourage people to support me in prayer back home.
Excellent. Well, friends, think of another way to use this phrase, to do something on a some kind of a time basis. Well, we continue here. Putting your hair up in a ponytail is simple and doesn't take much time. Well, what is a ponytail?
This is what a ponytail looks like. And do you know why it's called a ponytail?
Yeah, I have no clue.
Well, let me tell you why it's called a ponytail. It's a hairstyle in which the hair is tied up really high, yeah, as you can see.
Uh-huh.
So it's at the back of the head. And it actually hangs down so it looks like
the tail of a lizard.
No.
Like the tail of a donkey.
No. The tail of a pony.
I was going to guess that next. A ponytail.
Exactly. So it actually looks like a pony's tail.
Very cool. Well, that's an easy way to remember that word, right? That is a ponytail. It's simple. Do you like putting your hair into a ponytail?
Well, my hair is a little short now for ponytails, but once upon a time when I had my hair long, I used to wear it up in a ponytail once in a while.
Oh.
But the nice thing about ponytails is, we learned in the next sentence, ponytails also look nice with all hair types, straight, curly, or wavy. Now let's look at some straight hair.
Let's look at some straight hair. Okay, that lady's hair is very straight. My hair is also straight mostly. It's a little bit curly. I don't think I could put my hair in a ponytail though.
No, your hair's a little too short for a ponytail.
Right.
That was some straight hair. Now let's take a look at some curly hair. You know what curly hair looks like? Ah, that is some curly hair.
You know, my older sister used to have straight hair. It was naturally straight. And then she was in a performance, a drama in high school, where she had to perm her hair. After the perm, it came out curly, and it has been naturally curly ever since. It's kind of strange.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
Interesting. Well, maybe someone's hair is kind of curly, but it's not really that curly.
Mm-hmm.
We might say it's wavy. What does this look like? Something like this.
That's right. This looks like, well, I'm not sure if it's naturally wavy hair, but it looks beautiful. I think that people look beautiful with wavy hair.
I do, too. My sister Katrina has wavy hair.
Oh.
I used to always want wavy hair, too, but
okay.
I have straight hair.
Well, have you ever braided your hair, Rebecca?
Ah, that's a good question. When I was younger and I had long hair, I used to braid my hair all the time as well.
Well, that is one of the words in our lesson here. It's a hairstyle, right? Braids are beautiful, are a beautiful style for long hair. So you can't braid your hair now that it's short, right?
Well, I can a little bit, but it's more difficult to braid my hair now.
Mm-hmm.
But braids, they can wrap around the head or hang down the side or back. Braids can even be done with short hair, like mine, by keeping the braid close to the head.
Oh.
And so right here we see someone's hair being braided.
Hey, that's interesting. You use this word as a verb as well. Well, friends, let's talk about another hairstyle really quickly. Rebecca, have you ever had bangs?
I've actually never really had bangs.
Oh.
But bangs do look nice on some people. I don't really feel like bangs look as good with my face.
Well, they look good on this person right here. And friends, something to remember about this word, liohai, or bangs, is that it always has an S on the end. She has bangs.
That's right. Well, right now it's time for us to learn something new in the
Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Here's a question for you. Does a person have to have long hair in order to let his or her hair down.
I know I wish I had longer or more hair so I could let my hair down.
Well, Ken, there's good news. You don't have to have long hair or any hair for that matter to let your hair down. This is just a figurative expression meaning to relax and behave freely.
But this phrase did originate from the habit of women letting their hair down in private. Back in the 17th century, when women were in public, they were expected to wear their hair pinned up. The only time they let their hair down was when they were bathing or getting ready for bed.
Right. Letting one's hair down at that time was reserved for moments of relaxation. Nowadays, the idiom has come to refer to relaxing social rules and letting go of inhibitions. For example, halfway through a party, Margaret let her hair down and danced for a few songs when previously she had been too embarrassed to try.
我们今天来学一个惯用语 ,let one's hair down. 什么叫做把某人的头发放下来？要了解这句话，我们必须了解它的典故。在早年，西方的妇女在公共场所或出去应酬的时候，都会把头发盘在头上，只有晚上回到家，他们才把发夹一个一个的从头发里拿出来 ,let their hair down, 把头发放下。这是一整天下来最放松毫无拘束的时候。到了今天 ,let one's hair down 就是指不再拘谨，展现真实的自己。一个平常很矜放不开的人，到了 KTV 突然开始唱歌跳舞，我们可以说 He really let his hair down, 尽管他秃头。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. For all you ladies out there, what kind of hairstyle do you like? Do you like straight hair, wavy hair, curly, curly hair? Well, if you have long hair, do you like your hair to be up in a ponytail, or maybe you like to braid your hair? There are so many different styles that you can try or experiment with your hair. Now, what about you men? What kind of hairstyles are there out there for you? Well, let's learn about that now.
Hairstyles. Styles for men. Styling hair isn't just for women. Men also have a wide variety of styles to choose from. Guys can spike their hair and hold it in place with a strong hair clay or other hair product. Slicking their hair back is also a choice for those with long or short hair. And for guys with longer hair, top knots have also come back in recent years. With so many hairstyle choices, there's always something new to try.
OK, 接下来我们看 spike 这个动词 spike 在这里是指弄成尖刺状。例如 Martin spiked his hair for his performance. Martin 为了表演把头发抹成尖刺状。或者是 The walls of the mansion were spiked with broken glass. 这座宅子的墙上用碎玻璃铺成 尖锐状。Spike 也指刺穿。例如 Ricky's foot got spiked by a nail when he was jogging. Ricky 跑步的时候脚被钉子刺到了。Spike 也可以当名词。例如 The boy insisted on wearing his hair in spikes to go to the party. 这个男孩坚持要把头发弄成尖尖的去参加派对。接着我们看 slick 这个动词 slick 是指使光滑使光亮或者是使整齐例如 Henry slicks his hair back with hair gel every morning Henry 每天早上都会用发胶把头发往后梳平或者是 she slicked her hair down and braided it 他把头发往下梳平之后，然后编成辫子。Slick 也可以当形容词，意思是指流畅的或者是不费力的。例如 ,The actress's slick performance was once again praised by the critics. 这位女演员流畅的表演又再次赢得影评家的赞美。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Now I know, Gabe, you have been really looking forward to this next section. It's called Styles for Men.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Gabe, I like your new hairstyle. And look at the color of your hair. It's a little bit darker. Wow, your hair grows fast, doesn't it?
Yeah. Actually, it is a wig, of course. But I do like this hairstyle, Rebecca, because now I can go like this. Oh, yeah. You like that?
Uh-huh. You've got some nice bangs.
Yeah, I know a lot of guys who like to do that. Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Uh-huh.
Like they're really cool.
Oh, yeah. So cool.
Uh-huh. Well, Gabe, it's a nice looking hairstyle, a nice color. It seems to suit your face nicely. Well, anyway, we're ready to get started with this next section. Styling hair isn't just for women. Let's take a look at that phrase, isn't just for. You use this phrase when you want to say that something is not only for a specific person or group.
You're exactly right about that, Rebecca. Now let's see if I can see. Got to move my hair out of the way. Because my left eye is my weak eye, so I need to use my right eye right here. Ah, here's my example. Isn't just for. For example, Disneyland isn't just for kids. A lot of people think kids like Disneyland a lot, and it's true, but I think adults enjoy it just as much. It's not just for kids.
Ooh, that's a great example. So styling hair isn't just for women. Men also have a variety of styles to choose from. Guys can spike their hair and hold it in place with a strong hair clay or other hair product. Now, to spike their hair, Gabe, I actually think this might be a really good style for you. Are you having fun over there?
Oh, yeah. It's just this hairstyle. It brings this new personality out, you know? So that's kind of what I do often with my hair, Rebecca. Usually my hair is a little bit spiked.
Well, look it. Now that your hair's a little bit longer, you might be able to spike your hair like this.
Like the guy in this photo?
Yes.
That's really spiky. Yeah, that's really spiked hair.
Would you like that?
Actually, yeah. I'd like to try that out.
Okay.
Maybe I should grow my hair out a little bit longer.
Maybe you should. Well, anyway, friends, that's what it looks like when a guy spikes his hair. And we see these other words, hair product. Let's take a look at what is a hair product. Well, that's just a type of product, something that you use in your hair. And there's a couple of products that we would like to talk about.
Well, before we talk about that, though, it's important to know, friends, when you're using this word product, sometimes you can add an S, like when you're shopping for products. You're going to shop for different things, different products. However, we do use the word without an S when we're talking about someone who has a lot of wax or spray in their hair. You could say, wow, you have a lot of product in your hair. That is not with an S. You have a lot of product in your hair.
However, if you go to the store, you could ask, where are the hair products?
Mm-hmm.
For example, maybe you're looking for hairspray. Hairspray is a type of hair product, and it's this sticky liquid that you spray all over your hair, and it keeps all the little hairs in place.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I use hairspray after I have used hair wax or clay to do something with my hair. And of course, it keeps it in place. Another kind of hair product is gel. Now, it's important to remember that this is pronounced with a soft G, gel. G-E-L is not gel, it is gel.
And what is hair gel? It's another type of liquid that you put in the hair, and it helps to keep the hair in place as well. It's great to use it if you want to style your hair. Of course, we continue on and we read, slicking their hair back is also a choice for those with long or short hair. And for guys with longer hair, Gabe, this could be you, top knots have also come back in recent years.
Top knots?
Yeah. Do you know what that looks like?
Oh, cute.
Something like this.
Yes, that actually that's true. I have seen many people, now that I think of it, I've seen many people of all ages with top knots like this.
So this could be an option for you, Gabe, down the road. Well, with so many hairstyle choices, there's always something new to try, so you don't have to stick to the same hairstyle forever and ever.
Hey, Rebecca, I have an idea.
Yeah.
In a minute, you're going to see what my idea is. But first, friends, let's enjoy a review skit.
Here I am at the beauty shop. How fun! But it can also be stressful.
Welcome! Are you ready for a new hairstyle?
Yes, but there are so many styles to choose from.
So true. If you want to change your hairstyle, there's a lot to consider.
What are my choices?
First, you'll need to decide how you like to cut your hair. Short, or just the trim.
Oh, chopping off several inches will give me a whole new look.
Remember, your haircut should suit your face shape.
Oh, right. That's important.
Dyeing your hair is a great way to change your look.
Oh, what color would look natural?
Black, brown, blonde, but bright streaks of color are also popular.
Such as?
Blue, pink, and green.
Oh.
Or you can bleach your hair and make it lighter.
Oh, decisions. Let me think.
Remember, you can also change the texture.
Texture?
Yes. Hair can be straightened, or adding curls or waves to your hair can make you look like a whole new person.
Deciding is so stressful.
Well, what's it going to be?
I think I'll keep it the same.
Okay, next.
Okay, here's my idea, Rebecca.
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm wearing a wig. Now, here are two wigs for you to choose from. Which hairstyle do you want?
Oh, Gabe, actually, I really don't want either of those.
You don't want the long, wavy blonde hair? Or would you rather have the granny style gray hair?
You want me to be a granny?
Oh, that's a great idea, Rebecca. Good suggestion for you. All right, friends, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.